This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt.
Live, you can dial toll free to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. $10,000 Bitcoin. That was the price earlier today. A world record high of, according to Bitcoin Average, $10,036. Right now it's at $10,012. We are officially into the five-digit range for the cryptocurrency that just continues to chug ahead on its price, all the while its usefulness seems to be reduced, what with the excessive fees that it costs to simply send a Bitcoin transaction these days. Amazingly, the market don't care. They're buying it anyway.
Bitcoin for investing, Dash for spending.
Everybody loves a winner. You know, Bitcoin success breeds success. And in the case of Bitcoin, information spreads poorly as far as the average person probably doesn't know about how Bitcoin used to be. You know, if somebody's buying their first Bitcoin today and it costs them $10 to transfer the Bitcoin. Well, of course, the average person probably isn't buying one Bitcoin, given that they're $10,000. But you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. So if, you know, if somebody's buying $1,000 worth of Bitcoin today, and it costs $10 to send that transaction into their wallet, well, then that doesn't seem like a big deal. But if you were around a few years ago, and you know that, you know, 3 years ago there was no Bitcoin transaction generally that went higher than 2 or 3 cents, then you know something is seriously wrong with Bitcoin. But amazingly, people continue to buy in.
One of the beautiful things that I'm seeing, at least with my own investments in multiple, because I like all of these different little underdogs, and I like to, I'm a weird guy that likes to like read a lot about these different little ones. So I'm invested in multiple currencies, half of them nobody's ever heard of before.
Sure.
But what I'm seeing with Bitcoin is that a rising tide
lifts all the boats.
Lifts all ships. And what you see happening here, like even Dogecoin, okay, I bought $3
when they created it.
I bought $3 worth of Dogecoin, like, I don't know, 5 months ago, just so I can say I've got some Dogecoin. It's the value of it's doubled in the last month since Bitcoin has started to go up. Litecoin has gone from 60. I literally got six Litecoins to help a friend out 2 weeks ago for $60 a coin. Those coins are now worth $96 a piece. Bitcoin, according to my wallet right now, is at $10,112. Dash is now over $600, and it's been hovering like around $400 forever.
To go from $9 to over $600 is an even larger increase than the increase in Bitcoin, if you think about it, for percentage-wise.
Even my other smaller investments, like Vertcoin, which is something that, you know, was a small thing, and then about 3 or 4 months ago, it shot way up to $4, and it just kind of sat there. Even Vertcoin at one time hit a record high of $8 this past week. I mean, it's tapered off. It's back down to around $5, but still, a coin that was worth $4 for 3 months, now worth $5. That's a 25% increase. That's a huge, huge gain for something that's just a few months ago was only worth a couple of cents.
So it is just an absolute phenomenon. The whole idea of cryptocurrency is, but the governments of the world aren't so happy about it, some of them. And I know, Johnson, you had a story tonight, and it's kind of a developing story. I did go back to the website that you shared here. It's cryptocoinsnews.com, where Congress is holding a hearing. Apparently it happened earlier today, about what are called anti-money laundering laws.
Right.
I didn't see that there had been an update yet about this, but what did you want to share from the story?
Well, I just thought that was interesting that they're, you know, talking about potentially criminalizing all cryptocurrencies.
Just like they were talking about doing in Algeria?
Right. So, you know, congratulations, First World Government, on doing the you know, the same thing here and just attracting
the Third World country, yeah.
Was there any specific proposal that is on the table, or was this just a meeting to talk about what they might could possibly do in the future?
I'm not entirely sure how it's all going to work. I actually found out about this because I was informed about it just before coming over to be on the show, actually. Somebody passed along and said, hey, did you hear about this emergency meeting? They're going to criminalize all cryptocurrency. And so I'm I better, you know, pass this along and see what's, you know, if anybody else is heard.
There's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, you know, being spread out there about cryptocurrency. Certainly, any time a government body of some sort comes together, it's legitimate to be concerned, right? Anytime some lawmaking types come into a room and sit down to discuss cryptocurrency, there's a good chance that coming out of that meeting is going to be some sort of decision to crack down in some way. The good news is every time a world government has done something, tried to do something about cryptocurrency, whether it be regulate it more or tax it in some way or control it in some way, the price of the cryptocurrency is almost never affected on anything more than a slightly temporary basis. There was some news earlier this year about China announcing that it was going to close Bitcoin exchanges or something like that, and the price dipped for like a day, and then it went back up above where it was the day before.
And China totally didn't close Bitcoin exchanges. They opened a lot more, as a matter of fact.
Is that what happened? Yeah, no, I didn't follow it closely. But
Bitcoin's like China's like the center of Bitcoin scam. Like China's like the center of Bitcoin scamming. When you go and look online, when I got scammed myself, when you go look online and all these people, they talk about the bank accounts that these people are having you wire money to are all in Hong Kong. So, yeah, China is like the center of Bitcoin scamming right now in the entire world.
As long as there's a lot of money in Bitcoin, and there is, there's over $150 billion of value right now in the Bitcoin, just in that one cryptocurrency at this moment, and it just keeps shooting up. A year ago, it was, you know, $15 billion. It's now $150 billion. The total cryptocurrency marketplace market cap for the entire globe of all cryptocurrencies combined is now over $300 billion U.S. dollars worth of cryptocurrency. And just for some perspective, that number was $200 billion 3 weeks ago. So it's gone up $100 billion. It's gone up 50%, the entire world market cap, in 3 weeks by $100 billion. It's incredible. As long as there's a bunch of money in it, then there is also the possibility that the politicians will want a piece of that, right? And so how they're going to get a piece of that, because Bitcoin doesn't exactly have a lobbying firm or anything like that, but at least in the case here in New Hampshire, what we discovered was that some of the state reps and some of the state senators already have Bitcoin. And I'm not talking about the ones that are the libertarians. We know they've probably got cryptocurrency. But I mean, just like some of the state senators who are just regular old state senators. Maybe they're more liberty friendly than some of the other state senators. But I was in the hearing with the state Commerce Committee, the state Senate Commerce Committee, and two of the five members of that Commerce Committee were already personal holders of Bitcoin. So when you've got people, as we do in New Hampshire, who are in the state government, who are on these committees, who already are involved in cryptocurrency, you know they're not going to vote to control it. They want the price to keep going up. They want their investment to be a success. So that's one of the keys is, you know, if you have the ability to reach these state reps and such, as we do easily here in New Hampshire, bring them on board. Introduce them to cryptocurrency. Give them their first, you know, $10 worth or $20 worth of Bitcoin. You know, help hold their hands through it so they can understand more about what it is, because they've got some stake in the game at that point. If you want Bitcoin to be protected from government aggression, then it makes the most sense for some of these state reps to understand it personally, so they at least aren't going to legislate from a position of ignorance, which of course would be none of us want to see legislation when it comes to Bitcoin. We don't want to see rules created around it. But if there's going to be something created, it would be better for the people who are creating it to understand what they're getting into, rather than just across the board try to prohibit something that they don't have any reference for. So my recommendation, if you care about cryptocurrency, you probably should get up, and you're a libertarian, you should probably move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. In fact, there's going to be a cryptocurrency conference coming up this weekend. Will, you're going to be attending that. I'll be there. Daryl Perry, Chris Reitman, some of our co-hosts, we're going to be going out. We're going to carpool out there, and we'll be broadcasting from that conference on Friday. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the
home storage gold. When I get down to the bottom, a couple more scoops, it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com. Right back.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you are
now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may be entitled to.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. Our toll free number, should you wish to do that, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Cryptocurrency, it's in the news again, and it's going to keep being in the news as it continues to grow in its prices. And we're not just talking about Bitcoin, but other ones, as you pointed out, Will, as Bitcoin is just going crazy with its price. The others are also going up as well. People believe in the idea of cryptocurrency being the future of money, I think. At least the ones that are learning about it, they can see the value in the idea of getting money out of the hands of the government, out of the hands of the banks, and putting it in the people's hands. That's the real power. That's the real evolutionary or revolutionary effect of this this cryptocurrency. It literally is a massive power transfer.
It's like walking around with a Swiss bank account in your pocket.
That's what Obama said about it, right? Blink Home Security System, by the way, gets delivered to your door. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you get three Blink security cams for what some of the other guys charge for one camera. It makes it super easy to get set up with a home security or your small office or whatever system. All you got to do is set it up with your Wi-Fi enabled device, like your tablet or your smartphone. You can do it in like 10 minutes. It's super easy, and you, of course, can customize when it's active. Maybe you're not there during the nighttime hours, so you want to, if it's your office, for instance, you want to make sure that everything's protected. Then whenever something goes in front of the camera during that certain time frame, it'll shoot you a clip over to your smart device, so wherever you are, you get to see what's going on in your home or wherever it is you have the Blink cams. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You're on the line on Skype. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey,
there is an organization that is holding another anti-free state project event in New Hampshire.
Oh, right on. Is this the same organization that held the one that happened earlier this year?
By doing a blood test. Correct.
Okay.
They're called Granite State exactly. Progress, and
right.
They say, quote, what is the Free State Project? With Granite State Progress, unquote. Join us as we examine the question, what is the Free State Project? Then later on,
what is the Free State Project?
Well, it's like a group of people moving to New Hampshire for more freedom, and they all pledge to become activists for more freedom.
Okay.
Sounds like progress. In the Granite State.
And by the way, the Granite State Progress people that are very critical and nasty towards the freedom movement here, because the Free State Project is just one portion of that overarching migration that's been going on of libertarians coming to New Hampshire, they at the Granite State Progress are also people who have come from outside of New Hampshire to try to change New Hampshire.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see where the money came from, too, and how much.
I suspect that's also coming from outside of New Hampshire, like George Soros types.
Yeah. They say, quote, a decade ago, the Ultra Extreme Free State Project voted on a state.
Ultra Extreme.
Do I get to finish any of these?
Sorry. I just love that one. Ultra Extreme. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, the Ultra Extreme Free State Project voted on a state to move 20,000 libertarians to, with the stated purpose to take over the state government and dismantle it. The answer was unfortunately the unlucky recipient of that vote. Free State Project seeks to create a libertarian utopia void of public infrastructure and common laws, and to use their numbers to dramatically change New Hampshire. The Free State Project even threatens to secede from the rest of the country once it meets its initial goals, unquote.
Which the Free State Project actually doesn't have an official stance, as I understand it, on the idea of secession. But there is certainly some truth to the idea that a lot of the libertarians here are in favor of secession. But a lot of New Hampshire natives are also in favor of secession based on the outreach that I have conducted. But, Dave, do you consider yourself, you were a Free Stater, one of the originals, the first earliest movers way back when. back in like 2003 or 2004.
Are you still a free stater or have you been curated?
I'm a free stater.
Are you ultra extreme? Is that what you consider your position to be?
No, extreme would be a position where you believe so strongly in something that you're willing to force them to pay for it even though they didn't receive the service.
You mean like what the folks behind Granite State Progress would support?
Yeah, I'm a moderate. I'm someone who thinks that, you know, there's certain things that should be done, and I don't believe in any of them strongly enough to make any bystander do that.
Right. Yeah, I love the idea that people who believe in freedom, the idea that other human beings who are peaceful should be left alone, are being positioned as ultra-extreme by these people. And they gave a very lengthy seminar out in Portsmouth earlier this year. Our co-host, former co-host Derek J. Freeman, who we're going to see this weekend in Portsmouth, he wrote a detailed article, actually, which included, I believe, audio and video of the event about what happened at that particular event. Dave, were you in attendance for that?
No, and I meant to download the audio for that and forgot about it. Thank you for reminding me. But there is some news about this one.
Are you going to go to this one? Because I'd love to see Dave Ridley crash this.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This begs for the Ridley-O, you know, crashing, what do you call it, ambush interview style, where you lurk in the hallways outside of the event and just try to catch every one of these bums that's going in there to give the presentation with a bunch of your questions. I just love those videos.
Yeah. This one would probably be a bad date for me. But
well, you got to send in Garrett. I mean, he doesn't stand out.
Yeah, weren't you...
found it.
Yeah, weren't you... this is in Garrett's neighborhood, right? It's up in the Concord region.
Yeah, what I was trying to tell you is that Carla Garrick, the former president of the Free State Project, is planning on going, and she has indicated she may threaten them with legal action, which I don't agree with her doing that, but she says, quote, this I will attend this one, where I will make it clear that the FSP is not FNHI, and that if they persist in
FNHI being the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
And if they persist in making this claim, legal action may be called for, unquote.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree that people, you know, should be able to say what they want. I don't. Obviously, it's uncomfortable when somebody says things that aren't true, but I think that ultimately everybody's best served by focusing on things that are productive rather than trying to drag people into court for saying things you don't like.
It's December 13th in Bow, which is just south of Concord.
Okay, so it's funny. You said Ian brought up George Soros a moment ago, and I've always kind of found that when you find these big progressive groups, all you have to do is kind of scratch the first layer of paint off, you know,
and
you find George Soros under there somewhere. And the director of this Granite State Progress, her name's like Howie Zawalski or something like that.
It starts with a Z.
Yes.
I forget her name.
She's a former director of America Coming Together.
Mm.
And America Coming Together.
Hawkins.
Sandra, that's her name. Sandra.
She's a former. She's actually a former director of a group called America Coming Together, which was primarily funded by insurance mogul Peter Lewis, currency trader George Soros, labor unions, the Employee International Union, and was led by Steve Rosenthal, former political director of the AFL-CIO.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. It's RidleyReport.com. You can go and check him out online. Appreciate hearing from you, and hopefully some libertarians will get into that event with some video devices, and they'll be able to speak out. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and health care collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a health care business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll free. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson of LibertyMinded.com.
And Will.
I haven't mentioned it yet tonight.
Yeah, we'll get into that. If you want to Skype into the show, you can Skype in a username, lrn.fm. And let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. It's the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10% off of your order. Every time you order, your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and they do take Bitcoin. If you want to spend Bitcoin, you do have to shoot them an email and let them know, and they'll get you set up with that. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 10% off. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Will, you've been doing some digging on this group, Granite State Progress is what they're called. It's a progressive group, as you might have guessed, based here in New Hampshire, or ostensibly based in New Hampshire. It appears to be run by people who are outside of New Hampshire or who came from the outside of New Hampshire. The woman who is the head of the organization, I believe her name is Zandra Hawkins, she did not live in New Hampshire prior to being hired as the head of this group, which some suspect has its funding coming from outside of the state. What did you learn, Will, about it?
Well, it says basically they started in 2003.
Oh, okay. Wow.
They put a huge amount of focus on the 2004 election. This is, if you look up, you know, Granite State, and you find this young lady, if you look up Granite State Progress, you find a Netroots profile for their director. And her Netroots profile shows that she used to work for this America Coming Together group. And they
that was before 2003?
This was since before she worked for Granite State Project.
I'm just going to be wishful and say no relations.
Yeah. Before she worked for
Rice.
Yeah.
Right. Before she worked for Granite State Project, she worked for this America Coming Together group.
Okay.
And basically, in 2004, Frontline did a documentary about them and their unsavory practices in politics. And then in 2005, they didn't renew their website. And then in 2007, the Federal Election Commission put out a press release about the fact that they reached a settlement with ACT for violations of various federal campaign finance laws during that 2004 presidential election. And that they agreed to pay $775,000 in fines for election law finance.
Like fraud or something.
Yeah, well, just basically
violation.
Violating campaign finance laws. Mm. Being one kind of, you know, thing and, you know, basically working for campaigns in a way that they weren't supposed to. Supposed to be a nonpartisan group while working exclusively for Democrats, that kind of thing. But, I mean, this is what you come to expect from George Soros, you know, funded organizations. And now you have her director. And I think it's kind of funny. Like, this is a woman who used to work for, like, an extremely unsavory and, you know, like, not above the board kind of political organization.
Would you
and
call it ultra-extreme?
I would definitely call it ultra-extreme, but I would also say that it's kind of, it's particularly hypocritical, if not ironic, that she is coming from this type of a background, coming to the Granite State, New Hampshire, to lecture New Hampshire folks about the Free State Project as this unsavory and not above the board group, when it's existed for 15 years with none of these violations. It's never had to pay a fine that I know of for any kind of fraud of any kind, whereas she worked for an organization that within its first 12 months committed $775,000 worth of election campaign fraud.
I think it'd be interesting if somebody actually went to their seminar. They're going to have a seminar coming up here. I think he said it was in December at some point. To tell people about the Free State Project and how ultra-extreme it is, these libertarians that are moving to New Hampshire to try to dismantle the state government, which, of course, a lot of people in New Hampshire want that. A lot of people in New Hampshire are, you know, these New Hampshire natives. They were born and raised around sort of small government ideas and getting the government out of people's lives, and they have a real strong appreciation for that. The Granite State Progress is trying to appeal to the kind of types of folks who came in from Massachusetts, came in from New York, came in from Vermont, the folks who are not freedom-friendly, the ones who want to make New Hampshire a less free place. And so, good luck to them. I mean, they're trying their best, but the fact is, you don't see a movement of socialists moving into New Hampshire as any kind of organized thing. Yeah, some big government people have moved here over time. Certainly, there's been a migration just inadvertently across the border from Massachusetts, for instance. There's no doubt about those things. But those people are just normal folks. Most of them, a lot of them leave Massachusetts because the government's too big, but then they kind of bring some big government beliefs with them from that state. But the people who move here as part of the New Hampshire freedom migration tend to be a activist type. They tend to be the kind of, now some more active than others, but they tend to be the people who are going to take the steps necessary to actually, you know, contact state representatives or run for state rep or, you know, get out there and create new media like blogs or video and, you know, TV channels, YouTube, radio shows. That's what we're seeing with the libertarians that are migrating here. That's why the libertarians get way more press coverage than Granite State Progress. I mean, Will Coley, since you've been here, and it's been coming up on 3 months in a couple of weeks, basically. You moved, what, at the very end of August, early September, I think it was?
We got here mid-September.
Mid-September, so not even 3 months yet at this point. And you've been on the front page of the newspaper. You've been in multiple newspapers. You've been on the New Hampshire Public Radio.
NBC Boston.
NBC Boston. I mean, you've had more, would it be safe to say, you've had more press coverage dedicated to what you've done here in 3 months than you had prior to this living in Tennessee cumulatively?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't count the election, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you did run for vice presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party. You didn't ultimately get it, unfortunately, but
we did get we got wider coverage. This is a lot of local coverage, whereas that got me more coverage. But it was mostly because it was a wider net. You know,
correct.
We were getting coverage from places we'd never got it before.
But locally, as far as covering your libertarian activism, the things that you've done, we get it here in New Hampshire. We get coverage from the mainstream media, and we get it all the time. It's not just a couple months a year. It's every single month almost you're going to find a libertarian in the news, whether it's on the headline or the front page. I mean, over the summer we had a front page article about Bitcoin here in the Keene Sentinel that hit the front page there, and that wasn't a paid article. The one that was in the Shopper, which is kind of like the local advertorial paper, that one was paid. We the Bitcoin Network here paid to have that ad run, but then it was like the Sentinel just wanted to do their own just to kind of keep up with the Joneses. So they put up a front-page article in one of the weekend editions of the paper, just a glowing article about Bitcoin. It wasn't even critical about Bitcoin. So, you know, if you want to actually have an impact, then you got to go where the other libertarians are already having an impact, because everywhere else libertarians are ignored. Nobody cares what the libertarians are doing because they're not a threat. They're not a threat to the state. They're not a threat to any office holder. But here the libertarians are getting elected. They're getting elected as Republicans and Democrats. They're actually working to roll back the government. That's actually a thing. They're stopping bad new big government programs from being created, and they're influencing the discussion.
And that's all you see on the Granite State Progress website is them complaining about the fact.
Successes.
Yeah, they're like, oh no, the libertarians in the state, they won again. They're rolling back gun regulations in our state. You have to call governors that you do. And tell him to veto this because we don't want people to have guns. They're scary.
Right. This is what happens when the libertarians actually make an impact somewhere. Guess what? The statists are going to rally against you. It's not going to be an easy road, but at least we're on the road here and having successes. You can join us. There's more coming up.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Like if you had low testosterone, as you bring that up, that's going
to
be the
answer. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With innovative website design, fast.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
414-7454. It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Also, I want to let you know about, we were talking about the New Hampshire freedom migration, the libertarians that are coming to New Hampshire, as the three of us have done. Will, you're the newest of the group here in the studio. Johnson, you moved back in 2012.
Yes.
I moved back in 2006. Our caller earlier, Dave Ridley, I think he moved in 04. So there's been a long line of libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist activists who've come here. And we've still got thousands more who have pledged to make the move up here, just as part of the Free State Project alone. Then you've also got the Shire Society, which recruits people to join and make a move without joining any kind of centralized organization. So if you prefer to avoid, you know, boards of directors and all of that stuff that comes with that, you can join the Shire Society over at shiresociety.com. You can read the Shire Society Declaration there and get details about moving on up here, as well as connect with others on the Shire Society forums, which includes the Free Talk Live forum. So be sure you check that out, all of it over at shiresociety.com. Somebody linked over. I made a Facebook post today about the price of Bitcoin hitting 10,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin, and I asked the question, well, if it's $10,000 today and it was $1,000 a year ago, roughly, what's it going to be in another year? Are we going to see $100,000 Bitcoin in another year? I mean, of course, there's no reason to believe that the 1,000% increase that happened this year is going to be duplicated next year. It could go up slower. It could go down. It could go up faster. I mean, who knows what it's going to look like at the end of 2018? But There was a prediction apparently made by someone claiming to be a time traveler from the future. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
So I had not seen this before, but it was written 4 years ago on r/Bitcoin, which is a Reddit subcategory. And Luca Magnotta is the author here, claiming, "I am sending this message from the year 2025. Things are looking bleak here, and some of you will carry blood on your hands. If you don't believe me, please move on, as I have no way of proving to you I'm really who I claim to be. I don't want to waste any of your time, so I'm merely going to explain what happened. On average, every year so far, the value of Bitcoin has increased by a factor of about 10, from 10 cents in 2001 to $1 in 2011 to, or excuse me, not 2001, in 2010, to $1 in 2011 to $10 in 2012 to $100 in 2013. From now on, there's a slight slowdown as the value increased by a factor of 10 every 2 years to $1,000 in 2015 to $10,000 in 2017, $100,000 in 2019, and $1 million for Bitcoin in 2021. Now, so far, that's a pretty accurate statement as far as the time frame. He says, from here onwards, there's no good way of expressing its value in dollars, as the dollar is no longer used, nor is any central bank issuing currency for that matter. Now, that seems a little optimistic. I mean, this person is predicting the demise of the U.S. dollar and all central banking within the next 7 years. It would be a wonderful thing to see all fiat currencies die, but I don't think that's going to happen. No matter. Let's continue on with the predictions here. He claims that there are two main forms of wealth in today's world, land and cryptocurrency. There are just over 19 million Bitcoin known to be used in the world today, as well as a few hundred thousand that were permanently lost. All right, so that's the first thing that I've noticed is wrong here. There was actually a story very recently that I believe said that there are more than a million Bitcoins that are just completely lost. If you want to quick Google it, I think it was maybe more than like a few million.
That's what I have heard.
Bitcoin.
A few million. Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 million Bitcoins. Now, there's 16 point something, close to 17 million Bitcoins in circulation today. So what you're talking about is maybe about 10 to 12 million of that 16 is actually accessible by people. The rest of them have been lost. Now, what does that mean? Maybe it's people who bought Bitcoin a long time ago, but then forgot where they put their, you know, private keys, where they, you know, store the, because like when you get a Bitcoin wallet and you set it up for the first time, it'll usually have you go through a backup process. It'll tell you, write these words down, and it'll give you 12 words, and you're supposed to put those in a very safe place. Well, if somebody doesn't do the backup, and then they lose their phone, or if they did the backup, but, you know, for whatever reason, they didn't put the backup words in a safe place, or forgot where they put them, or something, and they lose their phone, or lose access to their password on whatever system they've got, that Bitcoin's gone, and you can never get it back.
Right.
There's no administrator that can go in there and unlock the account for you.
I was talking to somebody recently who had put, you know, share this anonymously, is that they had stored their private key in a safety deposit box.
Oh.
And they had, like, ceased paying the safety deposit box and not, you know, updated the address or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the bank employees found this, you know, piece of paper with random words on it and just thought it was trash. You know, and that's it.
That's in the end of that.
30 Bitcoin.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of money these days.
Yeah, but you have the same thing with cash. You know, you have people that bury money in their back. I mean, how many millions upon millions of dollars are stuffed in a mattress that's in a landfill now? Or,
yeah, I don't know.
You know, in the back of the back plate of a freezer. Yeah, because especially old folks here, like people from the old, like they hide their money in.
They don't trust the banks.
They know what their parents went through and like how, you know, sure. All these farms and all this wealth was, you know, taken by the banks, stolen by the banks in their younger years. So they didn't trust them, so they stuffed mattresses, they hid it under floorboards. Yep. Like, how much of that stuff is out there and has, like, houses built on top of it now and is never going to be accessible? So you have the same thing in cash. So, I mean, to me, that's just like a cool little factoid, but, like, how it will affect the Bitcoin market at all is, like, nil.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean, you could argue that if there were more Bitcoin circulating, that the price would go down, and that having this is essentially tantamount to deflation, right? Because even though Bitcoins are still being mined, and they will continue to be mined into existence until there are 21 million of them, and again, there are over 16-something million of them right now, so having 4 million of those disappear from potential for even circulating is, to some extent, some deflationary pressure, right?
Well, the million-dollar a Bitcoin prediction.
Right, they predict by 2021.
That's going to come from the pop that comes when we finally hit, you know, the maximum amount of Bitcoin that we created. When you hit
that won't be in 2021. That's going to be in 2040.
Really? It'll take that long?
Yeah, it's going to slow down. So Bitcoin slows down over time. So the first, back when Bitcoin came out, the mining rewards per block were 50 Bitcoin. Then they went down to 25. Then they went down to where they are now, which is 12.5. So I think it's going to be like 3 more years, I think, at the current rate, somewhere 2020, 2021, where it's going to go from 6.5 to, you know, 3.25 Bitcoin at that point. And so over time, the difficulty of Bitcoin mining gets higher as more people enter the competition for mining Bitcoin, and the reward for the mining gets smaller, at least in the amount of Bitcoin, right? Because back in 2011 or 2010,
transaction fees,
you know, when it was 50 Bitcoin that you were mining, you weren't getting a whole lot of money out of that. But 6.5 Bitcoin today, or excuse me, 12.5 Bitcoin is a lot of money today for anybody that finds those blocks.
Yes.
Let's talk to Daryl. He's in Austin, Texas. We'll get back to more of the alleged time travelers' predictions about what's going to happen in moments. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, well, actually, I bought Bitcoin a while back, I think, back in 2013, and I bought it because you guys mentioned I probably went down and bought it, and I got some, and I was having problems with the software to get it to download. It finally worked. It was just an issue with my OS or something. But I think when it went up to 1,000, I went and bought something with it, and I forgot about it, and I finally found it. And what's really funny is I was trying to open my wallet to some of the Bitcoin programs I was trying to use wouldn't open it because it was trying to have me put a password in when I didn't have a password online. So I finally found a wallet that would actually say, okay, you don't have a password, so it's going to open anyway.
Cool.
Which was kind of good. All of that. For a minute there, I thought I lost my password when I have to do a brute force attack.
Oh, boy. So you found it, though. So let's
say you weigh 200. No, I found it.
Were you calling to tell us something else? Or just
the password, and all the other programs I was using, for some reason, I had a password. I had to use the Bitcoin Core wallet to open it. The Bitcoin Core wallet goes, okay, if you don't have a password, then you don't have a password, then it'll open.
Daryl, I don't know if you were calling about something else besides the good news that you found your password. If so, hang on.
Oh, yeah,
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.